and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Today we are continuing our discussion about what it means to be Spirit-empowered. And the whole thought about God, the Holy Spirit, is so vast na kung pag-uusapan natin kung sino at kung anong ginagawa ng Holy Spirit, for sure there's going to be a lot of things to talk about. But today, I'd like to focus on the last words of Jesus and what He has to say about the Holy Spirit. You will be surprised before I read the verses that towards the end of Jesus' life, Jesus talked a lot about the Holy Spirit. So I want to share three accounts or three verses during the last hours of Jesus before He got crucified. Let me read John 14, verses 16 to 18. And as we look at the three verses, I'd like to share three things about the Holy Spirit and how we could live a Spirit-empowered life. Let me read to us John 14, verses 16 to 18. This is Jesus speaking. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. The first thing that we could see from this account is that the Holy Spirit is God's truth and presence in our situation. That's what Jesus said before, or a couple of hours before He left, before He died. And this is what He said. I will be with you. And there's another helper. It means another of the same kind. That is the Holy Spirit, another helper. And if we read through the verse, or if we look back at the verses that we just read, it also shows that this Holy Spirit is like a friend who's going to be with you, a friend who helps you. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is God's presence and truth in our situation. As we read the verse, it says here, in our world today, it may not know the Holy Spirit. Other people who does not have the Holy Spirit in their lives, they may be influenced by the things of the world. But a Spirit-empowered believer means that we acknowledge God's presence and align to God's truth. It means in any situation, when we stop and pause, Lord, I declare that You are with me. Lord, I want to know what You are doing in my life. Lord, help me align to Your truth. Every time we take the time to somehow recalibrate our hearts, align our hearts to God, we are seeking the help of the Holy Spirit. We are living a Spirit-empowered life. Let's continue. The second verse that I want to read is John 14, verses 26 to 27. Inulit na naman or in-expound na naman ni Jesus. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And in verse 27, the verse that we read at the start of this devotion, peace I leave with you, My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Second thing that we can observe is that the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our peace in the midst of a confusing, uncertain world. We all know this. All you have to do is just probably spend an hour in your phone and you will be exposed to a plethora of beliefs. You would hear a number of influencers and people who would share their opinion. And sometimes it would be packaged very, very convincingly. And sometimes it tends to move us. I want to urge you, We have someone greater than any influencer, any creator, any expert there is. We have God Himself with us. And Jesus is telling His disciples, this helper, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things. An interesting thing to observe is that when we read Scripture, when we learn about God, not only do we learn about Him rationally, meaning sa sarili nating pamamaraan, because quite honestly, yes, we can study Scripture, but it takes the work of the Spirit to make the Scripture alive in us. That is the work of the Spirit, the teacher, another helper, really teaching us, not just with knowledge, but making us experience who God is. And because He teaches us, He guides us also to what is true. Minsan pag hindi natin alam kung ano yung mga kailangan natin gawin sa buhay, yes, nagbabasa naman tayo ng Bible. Yes, we also ask other godly people's advice. But I want to urge you, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, Holy Spirit, where are you leading me now? I want also to highlight verse 27. In this context of sending the Holy Spirit, Jesus mentioned, peace I leave with you. And if you would notice, He said, my peace I give to you. What is the peace of Jesus? It is the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. Jesus is God, 100% God. But let's not also forget that He is also 100% man. He showed how it is to be a perfect human being. And from this verse, we have a glimpse on how He experiences peace. He does not use the God card to experience peace. What He says is, the peace I give to you, Jesus said, in this context is the Holy Spirit. Not as the world gives. How does the world give peace? The world gives peace by removing the problems. The world gives peace by giving a solution to our questions. The world gives peace by somehow trying to drown us with pleasure and happiness. But the world's ways about peace has nothing to do or is limited in its capacity when times are hard, when the actual problems come. And it's in the midst of those problems that we can find peace. Why? According to Jesus, why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. This is such a comforting thing, personally, because it reminds me a peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus is with me because the Holy Spirit is with us. Spirit empowered means we go back to God and ask for wisdom, we heed His teaching, and run to Him for peace and not be influenced by something or someone else. Tatakbuhan pa ba natin yung kapayapaan na galing sa Panginoon? Would we want a lesser kind of peace? When Jesus Himself mentioned that His peace He gives to us through the Holy Spirit. The last verse that I want to share is found in the next chapter in John 15, verses 26 to 27. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. The third thing we could know about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is God's witness to us about Christ, so we can witness to others about Christ. The Holy Spirit witnessed to us about Christ so that we can witness to others about Christ. It's amazing because when we read carefully the verse again, we would see that the Holy Spirit has this intimate relationship with God and with Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is God's witness to people so that they can know Christ. It's always in the context of relationship. And when we say witness, sometimes we think that it's such a big word. We personally, when I hear the word witness, the first thing that comes into my mind is like a person in jury or a person in a court room, yung ina-ask or tinatanong, anong nakita mo, anong nangyari? And maybe for some of us, you think witness is such a big word. But it's actually what we have seen and heard. All of us here, we've seen someone encounter an accident. May narinig ka, may nakita ka. Tapos kinukwento natin, di ba? Uy, may nakita ako na ganito nangyari. Oh, narinig ko lang, tapos pagtingin ko, ganito yung nangyari. It's being a witness to that event. You know, in the same way, the Holy Spirit is being a witness to us about Christ, about whatever He saw in this relationship with God the Father and God the Son and the God the Holy Spirit. He's sharing it with us. Hindi madamot si God. God always wants us, you and me, to experience this relationship with Him. And in the same way, it's that motivation why we are commanded by Jesus to share about Him. Spirit-empowered means that we share about Christ. Spirit-empowered means we experience all of these things because of the Holy Spirit. And we share others about this. And we trust that the Holy Spirit is at work in and through us. Next time that you pray for someone, maybe your office mate or a family member, believe God that the Holy Spirit will work ahead of you. When you try to invite someone to come to a small group or to church or to a one-to-one setting, believe God that the Holy Spirit will work before you and ahead of you. When you're actually preaching the gospel or sharing your testimony about how good God is, believe that God, the Holy Spirit, that He is also at work ahead of us. And again, as I've mentioned at the start, there is so much to be discussed about the Holy Spirit and how He empowers our lives. But I hope from this account we would see that the Holy Spirit is with us. He is God's, Jesus' peace to us. He is our teacher. He is our guide. He is our friend. He is our helper. And He gives us the power so that we could also share to others about who Jesus is. Let me pray for all of us here. Lord, I thank You for today. Thank You for Your goodness and faithfulness in our lives. And I pray, Lord God, that You would just remove any doubts, remove any confusion. And we ask, God, that the Holy Spirit will not just be a subject, a theology, a concept, some weird Christian phrase, that we would experience the relationship, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank You that we experience Your love, Your peace, because You have given us Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship God once again.
Your light shines right through the night. Now we can see You. We will follow You where You lead us. We run, run, run to Your side. Our hearts are eager. We will follow You. Your light shines right through the night. Now we can see You. We will follow You where You lead us. We run, run, run to Your side. Our hearts are eager. I cannot see. You lead me onward. You lead me onward. Let Your love light up in the darkest deep. You lead me onward. You lead me onward.
Thank you for joining us today. Let me pray for us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Holy Spirit be with you as we share to others about Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.